California Governor Gavin Newsom put forward a $322 billion state budget this week, emphasizing a projected $363 million surplus and a $17 billion reserve for the 2025 to 2026 fiscal year. The plan marks a sharp recovery from last year's $47 billion deficit, achieved through spending cuts and gains among California's wealthiest taxpayers. California Director of Finance Joe Stephenshaw said the proposed budget would not have to be as restrictive as years past.
The last two budgets really were built on frameworks around solutions to address significant budget problems. We were reductions, delays, fund shifts, and things of that nature. And this is not required for this budget.
The general fund is set to rise to $229 billion. That's about $10 billion more than what Newsom's office and state lawmakers predicted last June, and roughly $17 billion more than what's in this year's budget. Chris Honey, executive director of the California Budget and Policy Center, said that Newsom's proposal maintains many of the spending reductions agreed upon last year.
There's not much new to say. There are continuations of the obligations and commitments that have been made in prior years. So the baseline, in essence, of what the state provides will stay the same in most programs or service areas. There are about $1 billion that state leaders outlined in some new obligations, but that's a very small percentage of a $229 billion general fund.
While there are not a wealth of new programs, the budget proposal includes funds provided under Propositions 2 and 4, which passed in November last year, each approving money for schools and climate funds, respectively. Newsom also proposed tax breaks for military retirees, an expanded film tax credit, and a potential renewal of electric vehicle rebates if federal subsidies are reduced. The budget reflects caution amid economic uncertainty. As part of the budget, Newsom plans to draw $7 billion from reserves despite the improved fiscal outlook. Scott Graves, budget director of the California Budget and Policy Center, said that it's a little unusual to include money drawn from the state's rainy day fund in the budget surplus calculations.
Department of Finance is indicating there is a surplus, but that is after accounting for the $7 billion in rainy day fund reserve money. Now, what they have correctly pointed out is that they could have used all of those dollars for the 24-25 fiscal year as of last June, right? The year we're in right now, they could have used, I think it was $11 or $12 billion somewhere in there to plug the gap. Instead, they said, let's spread it out over 2 years. So that was a wise decision, right? Because there was no, if they could balance the budget in other ways and use other tools, they didn't need to use the entire $11 or $12 billion. So they were decided to use $7 billion. And basically the governor is just saying, let's stick with that plan.
One thing that could complicate the state's financial planning is the recent Los Angeles wildfires, which have caused significant destruction and forced thousands to evacuate. Newsom's team noted that tax deadline delays for affected residents might make revenue projections less certain, potentially impacting next year's budget negotiations. Also unclear is if incoming President Donald Trump will follow through on threats to revoke billions in federal dollars, which could force lawmakers to make painful cuts to essential programs. About a third of California's budget relies on funding from the federal government, including tens of billions of dollars to provide health care services. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.